time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepard, back in just a moment.
We asked cattle producer Monty Tucker what sustainability means to him.
I'm proud to say I'm fourth generation. My family's been here 110 years. To me, that is sustainable. But we have to work hard to keep it sustainable. We got to have healthy soil. We got to have a healthy ecosystem that includes all little critters. And that just turns into a healthy pasture situation that turns into healthy, vibrant cattle.
Cydectin moxidectin poron controls 33 parasite species and stages, yet is friendly to dung beetles and earthworms to help keep your operations ecosystem healthy. Monty Tucker appreciates that.
Cydectin's important to me because soil health is becoming a bigger issue. A product that's dung beetle friendly is important because I don't want to kill them. I like to see them. It's just a healthy ecosystem.
Protect your cattle and ecosystem with Cydectin from Elanco. Ask your animal health retailer. Keep Cydectin out of reach of children.
Well, Oklahoma State University broke ground on the project site of the New Frontiers Agricultural Hall, a new building for OSU agriculture. OSU's Dr. Tom Kuhn said it's fun to reach this milestone, but we still have about 30 months of construction to get through.
And it is kind of fun to reach this milestone. It's not the end of the project by any means. We still have about 30 months of construction to go through and worry about things like the steel market and things like that, but it's going to happen. We've come to this point, and we really are going to see the fulfillment of this vision that so many people have contributed to, President Hargis, certainly the Ferguson family, and many of our faculty and students. They've been really excited about this. So it's great to see it reach this milestone, and I'm excited to see how it's going to change all that we do in agriculture and natural resources.
Kuhn said he's excited to see how it's going to change the way we do things.
It is. You know, it's going to change the way we do those things. You know, if you think about, you know, the traditional university classroom where you go in and the seats are nailed down or bolted down to the floor, the students can't turn around, they can't talk to each other and so on. The way we teach today has fundamentally changed from that. And so this is going to enable our very creative faculty to adopt new ways of teaching that get students more actively involved in the process, which is why they come to OSU. They want that experiential part to it. So it's exciting to think about that. The research, the way we do research today, there isn't a lone ranger model for science anymore. The single scientist doing their thing and not being in touch with anyone else is gone. We've really got to have multiple disciplines involved. The economists need to work with the agronomists. They need to work with the engineers, with the animal scientists, and so on. So the research space is built to facilitate that. We're going to have faculty working together in laboratories. The graduate students will be right adjacent to them. They can come in and out of the space as needed. And so it's not just a nice new building. It's a building meant to change the way we interact with each other, the way our students engage, the way we do research, and the way we teach.
More than 87% of the $50 million fundraising goal has been met with the support of more than 330 generous donors. Campaign kicked off in January 2020 with a lead gift of $25 million to the building project from Kayleen and Larry Ferguson and the Ferguson Family Foundation. The New Frontiers Agricultural Hall is located north of the Henry Bellman Research Center and northeast of Agricultural Hall, which has been the home of OSU agriculture since 1957. You've got farm news on Ron.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services.
That's your latest farm and ranch news. Don't forget, we've got more farm news up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. I'm Casey Shepard reporting.